Hello, hello, and welcome everybody to our Q&A call. Ask a Coach, Get Started, Go Deeper. Today's our Thursday afternoon call, and it is now 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and today is March 28th, 2019. My name is Annika Constantine, and I will be your host for today. And on behalf of the Healing Coach, I welcome everyone to this call. Everything on this call is being recorded, and the recording of our call is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is www.thehealingcoach.com/forward-dashboard. Before we get started, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything shared in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Coach process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we are asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Coach process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. So when you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your healing journey. All right, and now a few technical details. If you want to ask a question, you have two ways of doing so, or three ways almost. If you are with us via phone or web call, you can raise your hand by either pressing star 2 on your keypad, that applies to the web call as well as the phone, so star and then 2, that will raise your hand here. Or if you are with us via the web call, you can also just press the button to your on your bottom left that says raise hand. That will have the same effect. It will raise the hand, and I will see that here in our system, and will then unmute your line so you can ask your question. If I see a name, I will call out your first name or the last four digits of your phone number, depending. You can also submit your question in written form if you're with us via the webcast, and you can type in your question and press send, and I will see your question here in our instant teleseminar system as well, and I will read the question and hope to be able to answer your question to the best of my ability, and to help you with whatever you have a question about. All right, so before we move on to the question and answer part of our call, which is the main part, we usually open our call by doing a healing code together as a group. So I would like to invite you to do so alongside with me. I'm going to be using the Universal Healing Code protocol from the book The Healing Code that I assume most people are familiar with. It's our Universal Healing Code, and it can be applied to anything whatsoever, whatever may be bothering you. It could be a relationship issue, it could be a health issue, it could be an emotional issue. So whatever it is, since the source of all these things are to be found in our memories, this is what the Healing Code does, is address those memories that are at the root of whatever is bothering you. You can also use our protocol today to just take in that energy and take in some healing, even if it's for something that you're not aware of, or if you have nothing at all, you just want to relax, it's wonderful as well. Just stay open, just do the Healing Code with us, and just let it work for you. If you do have an issue that you would like to address right now, I would like to give you a few moments to identify what that is for you. And once you have identified what's bothering you, I would encourage you to ask yourself how you feel or what emotion or belief you are experiencing in regards to that issue. So just kind of tune into yourself and see what comes up. It could be a thought, a feeling, emotion, belief, whatever pops up, or it could even be right away, it could be a memory that pops up regarding that issue. If something pops up, you can rate it on a scale from 1 to 10 as far as the intensity of that is concerned, how strongly you feel that. If nothing pops up, that's perfectly fine as well. Your heart is still going to find whatever is connected to that issue that you have identified. If you have identified an emotion or belief, I also encourage you to take it a step further, which tends to speed up healing, which is our memory finder protocol. So we, since the Healing Coach deal with memories and images, internal images that are storing negative beliefs and negative patterns of energy within them that are causing these issues, they're removed from that love, you know, that we need to function the way we're supposed to. Just tune in again to that feeling, or just imagine it in front of you, and you can just ask yourself, or you can ask your heart if that is easier to you. Just ask yourself, okay, that emotion that I'm experiencing in regard to that issue that I have identified, for example, could be fear, could be anger, whatever it is, just ask yourself, what's the earliest memory that I connect to that feeling? When's the first time that I remember feeling this way? And just see if something pops up. If a memory pops up, just include that in your prayer and in your request for healing. It's pretty likely that it's not connected at all to your issue, or it looks very different from your issue, so it could be something completely unrelated to whatever it is that you're experiencing right now. So for example, it's an example that we use in the book, you know, you're afraid of an upcoming doctor's or dentist appointment, and you use the memory finder protocol, and you remember an event where you were afraid of a dog when you were a child. Now, that's completely different than, you know, or it's different from being afraid of the upcoming doctor's appointment, but the common element here is that fear that we're feeling, and our heart may not distinguish between that fear that we felt as a child and the fear that we're feeling right now, even though, you know, the scenarios are completely different. But what we obviously want to heal is that fear that's connected to that and still resonating within us. So when you find an earlier memory connected to that feeling, to that emotion, that tends to really speed up things, and it tends to heal, or it helps us heal, you know, on an even more profound level, since, you know, we've made a conscious connection as well. So just see what pops up, and if anything has popped up, that's wonderful, included. If nothing pops up, again, that's perfectly okay. Just say a prayer from the heart and just ask for the source to be found and healed. Your heart knows exactly what the source is. All right, so I'm going to give you a moment to say your own prayer, and then I'm going to go ahead and say the prayer that we know from the book. While we do the healing code, we want to focus on a healing image or a love picture. It could be a truth focus statement that we believe. It could be just a positive word, or it could just also be stay neutral and focusing on your breath. So just try to follow whatever feels best to you, whatever helps you relax the most, and that's usually the best route to go about. All right, now go ahead and say a prayer. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or your issue, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, and we start with the first position, both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. And relax and just take it in. Allowing whatever you have identified to heal and to receive healing for yourself. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaw. Both hands, jaw. Let go and relax. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaw. Both hands, jaw. And relax. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands jaw, both hands jaw. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Alright, and you can rest your arms, or you can place both hands over the middle of your chest, over your heart center. Take another nice deep breath. Just process. If you'd like, you can look at your issue and rate it again on a scale from 1 to 10. See if it's gone down. Alright, thank you so much, everybody, for partaking in this. All right, so for those of you who have dialed into our call a little bit later, I'm going to tell you again how you can ask your questions today. So you have the opportunity to raise your hand in our system, which I will be able to see and unmute your line. You can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your keypad if you're with us via the phone, or if you are calling us from the web call, you can do so by pressing the button that says raise hand on your in your lower left corner, or you can also press star 2. You have a dial pad there as well. If you are with us via the webcast, you can type in your question and send it by pressing send after you've typed it in, and I will then read your question out loud and answer your question as well. All right, let's see if we have any questions. We do have a question coming in from Orlando, Florida, and I'm just going to read the question. They say, I have been suffering from digestive distress, stress, nervousness, fear, and anxiety since several years. Have read the healing codes and just started the trilogy. Is there any particular codes and trilogy method I can apply for complete healing? Thank you. Well, it's a really, really great question. Thank you so much for asking. There are a few things you can actually do. There's not just one thing you can do, which I think is good for you because you can kind of choose whatever you feel is the best fit for you. So it's wonderful that you just started with Trilogy. It's a very powerful method, and especially since you are also dealing with physical distress, that's really great because Trilogy, you know, the advantage of Trilogy in many ways is that it comes at the issues from three different angles, which is mind, body, and spirit. So what Trilogy does in many ways is help clear the path for, you know, even profounder healing. So you have many options. You can start with the healing codes. You can combine them as well. What we suggest a lot of the time is start with the trilogy process and then top it off with a healing code. So if you have the universal healing code from the book, you can work with the universal healing code, which is wonderful and powerful. A lot of people don't need any more than just the universal healing code, so it's not to be underestimated, as well as the universal trilogy process that you have seen, and probably you've familiarized yourself with it on the videos that we have access to on Dr. Alex's page, which is dralexanderlloyd.com, Lloyd with one L. And so what I would suggest is just, you know, start with it and play with it a little bit and just see what feels best to you. Especially when you work with trilogy, in each sequence, in each minute of trilogy, you can say your prayer and just start with the one thing that you feel kind of sticks out the most. All these things that you have mentioned, they're, I would say, they're very much in the same category. They're very, very intertwined with each other and related to each other. I would definitely suggest you look at the peace category of the healing codes and work with that. You can do the heart issues finder as well as the relationship issues finder, which you can find on the healing codes webpage, which is thehealingcodes.com/home, and you will find them there. I think you should be able to find them as well on the Dr. Alexander Lloyd page, and you can just start with that and just kind of see what pops up for you. Or when you do the issues finder, just kind of see which categories are the weakest link. You can even answer the questions in having, you know, that particular issue in mind and just kind of see how you feel about that issue when you answer the questions and just kind of see, you know, in which direction that takes you. So that would be one thing you can do. If you haven't worked with the 12 categories, what I would suggest is you can start with just going through all of them. We call that the quick start. Since it's 12 categories, it's going to take you 12 days in total, which would mean you would start with the first category, which is unforgiveness, and work with that for a day, and then do that with each category. And that will kind of lay, you know, a good foundation for you to move forward with your healing work that you've been doing. And the 12 categories can be applied to the healing codes as well as trilogy. So what you could even do is you, for example, I'm going to give you an example for, you know, one of those days. So let's say you start with the category of forgiveness. You can do the trilogy process and just ask in your prayers that any issues whatsoever that are showing up regarding forgiveness be healed, and then do a healing code in regard to forgiveness. If anything pops up while you read the description from the issues finder, that would be wonderful to include as well. You know, if maybe a person pops up or a memory, you know, that you connect with forgiveness or with any of the other categories, that's wonderful. So, and you do that for 12 days with each category. So first day, forgiveness. Second day would be harmful actions. And third day would be unhealthy beliefs and so forth until you've finished with all 12 of them. And then after that, you have the opportunity to either, you know, kind of work on the category that, you know, you, when you go through the 12 categories and you may kind of see that a particular category has spoken to you more than another, or you feel like, oh boy, you know, I feel like I really have a lot of issues in this particular category. So you could kind of camp out, you know, in that category for a few days or even a few weeks, whatever feels best to you, and just work with those categories. Now, this is the, you know, the free way to do it. You have the universal healing code, you have the free trilogy process, the universal trilogy process, and those are completely free. you can just start with that and just see where it takes you. You have the issues finder, which are completely free as well. And you can really, you know, just help yourself in those areas and just kind of see which, you know, categories speak to you, work with all of them, because we want to make sure that we heal holistically. We don't just want to, you know, tune into one thing, but it's, you know, kind of interconnected with different areas. And basically what, you know, the healing code does is heal the memories, which, you know, are at the source of each issue. So even if we have a physical issue, we can, you know, bet our money on it that there is going to be memories connected to that, especially if you still experience fear and anxiety and so forth when you think, you know, of your digestive issues. So this is where you can get started. You also obviously have the opportunity to work with a coach if you feel that you need more help. We have a list of all the coaches that are available. You can just contact anybody on the list and see, you know, whoever resonates with you. Just send them an email or call them. That would be an option as well. Or, of course, you can also purchase one of the manuals that we have. For example, the Trilogy Source Home Study would be an option, or the Healing Codes 1 or 2 manual. So, you see, you have a lot of options. But if, you know, you just want to get started, and if you've just read the Healing Code, this is what I would suggest you do first and just kind of see where that takes you. Like I said, a lot of people just need that and kind of like a push in the right direction. And the healing, the 12 categories are really so wonderful because they help you come at an issue from all different types of angles. So we may not really be consciously aware of it, you know, but maybe we find that we have an issue in the love category and it's not directly related to our, you know, digestive system, but there is a connection in our heart. And once that heals, it has a positive effect on our digestive health as well, since the stress has been taken away. So we want to make sure that we heal stress wherever it can be found. Now, we don't have to be aware of it consciously, since we know that 90%+ of all our issues are unconscious. So that's why we also suggest that we work with the 12 categories, since that helps us, you know, make some things maybe conscious that we haven't been aware of. But, you know, we also kind of say, okay, today, you know, I intend to work with this area of love or this area of kindness or this area of self-control. And I just open myself to receive healing in that area, whether I'm aware of it or not. And so, yeah, I would suggest you start with that. I hope that's somewhat clear. You will find that, you know, it's a very beautiful system, you know, just the 12 categories, or even if, you know, if you dig a little deeper, especially if, for example, you buy the Trilogy Source Home Study, you will find different categories, what we call the source issues in those different categories, which will relate to our relationships as well. But all these issues can be found, you know, in the 12 categories, and I would start with that, and hopefully that will give you a really profound healing, not just of that physical issue, but, you know, help release anything that is related to fear and anxiety and all that distress that you're experiencing, you know, by healing those memories from different angles and, yeah, coming at it, you know, from any angle possible, which, you know, usually ensures that we heal holistically in all areas of our lives. And yeah, so I hope that's helpful. If you have any more questions about that, please do feel free to ask me to clarify. All right. So let's see if we have any more questions come in. Doesn't seem that we have any more questions right now. So what I would like to do is You still have the opportunity to ask questions if you'd like. But I would also already like to end our call with another round of the Universal Healing Code. So please join me if you'd like. If you have any other questions that pop up, please do feel free to raise your hand or submit your question, and I will definitely read the question or answer your question after we've finished another round of the Healing Code. All right, you can, if the issue that you addressed the first round when we started the call has not gone down to 01, I would suggest you take that issue up again and say another prayer and continue working on it. If that has gone down, or maybe a memory that you have identified in relation to that issue, you can pick another memory if that issue in and of itself is not down to a 1 or 0. If it's down to a 1 or 0, you can, again, just be open and receive any healing that may be most beneficial to you right now, whether you're aware of it or not, or you can pick another issue if something else pops up. So I'm going to give you another moment to do that and also say a prayer. All right, and I'm going to go ahead and read the prayer from the book, and I'm going to guide you in the Universal Healing Code. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your issue or your problem, would be found, open, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right. Let's get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands jaw, both hands jaw. You don't have to do anything, just relax and open yourself to receiving. Both hands temples, both hands temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands jaw, both hands jaw. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands jaw, both hands jaw. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Now rest your arms. Take another nice deep breath. All right, wonderful. All right, let's see if we have any more questions to end the call with. No? Okay, wonderful. All right, well, thank you so much for being here today. We have another call tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If any more questions pop up, you are very welcome to ask your questions there as well. And I just wish you a wonderful day and wonderful rest of the week. God bless you and all the best to you. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.